Up next on American Restoration.
That thing's rather cool.
This is a penny farthing bike.
This is one of the most dangerous bikes ever. It looks tougher than a unicycle. I'm worried about the tire. If you want to ride it, this has to be right.
Man, this thing's looking sharp.
I didn't hear you say, well, look at that. Cowboy polished that. It looks sweet.
What we're going to do is come up with an employee of the month.
So what do we win, Rick?
A steak dinner.
Nice. Yeah. There we go.
Yeehaw!
I'm here to get my walk-behind tractor looked at.
That is awesome.
Would you be interested in buying it?
So how much you want to sell it for?
So what do you give me for
it? How much you pay for it? You're not going to tell me?
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that? You get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story. And this is ours. American Restoration. I'm in the business of restoring memories. And every day, something a little older and a little cooler comes into my shop. But when we get to restore generations of memories, it just takes it to a whole new level.
Hey, whoa, somebody's right behind you. Hi,
Hi. How
are you?
I'm Steve.
I'm Rick, good to meet you. What you got?
I have a penny farthing.
That thing's rather cool. Let's get it out.
This bike has been in my family approximately 100 years.
I guarantee this thing don't have a kickstand.
It's not rideable condition right now. It's deteriorated quite a bit. But I'm looking forward to riding this after the restoration is done. This is a penny farthing. They were made in England.
Wow.
They stopped making these in about 1890.
The penny farthing was the very first machine to be called a bicycle. It had a huge front wheel, which allowed it to go faster, and a much smaller rear wheel. But getting on and off this thing was awkward as hell. And riding around on it was just as hard.
This is one of the most dangerous bikes ever. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you're way up there like that. You fall off this, and it's a long ways down there. I mean, it looks tougher than a unicycle. So have you ever driven this, Steve?
No, I haven't. I saw my father ride it. I have a picture of him that was taken about 1948 or 49 riding it.
He's cruising on it.
I definitely want to get it restored. Basically, from my father's memory. And not only his, but the whole family, because it's been in our family so long.
So it's passed all the way down from generation.
I'm the third generation. My son will be fourth. My grandson will be the fifth.
Wow. Something that is this rare and this old, the harder it is to get parts. I mean, I see a lot of stuff on this that's impossible to get. The spokes, the rust that's on this. I don't know if you can buy spokes that long. The rubber is probably my biggest, though, because you want to ride it.
Yes.
I can make stuff look right, but if you want to ride it, this has to be right. I mean, as far as me restoring the thing, getting all done, I'm probably looking at $4,800 to do the whole bike.
That's a little more than I was thinking, but I know I definitely want it restored. Yeah, let's do this.
You're awesome. Awesome. Let's go in the office, we'll do some paperwork, and we'll get that finished out.
For the $4,800 that I'm spending, I hope that this meets my expectations.
The Coke machine about ready?
Yeah.
Man, this thing's looking sharp. This looks fantastic. I mean, the mech's looking perfect. Compressor, Fonzie, awesome. Awesome job.
Looking
beautiful. Damn.
I think it's bullshit. Gets down here to the end of the line, the stuff we did way before he got here gets nothing. They put it together and they get all the praise.
It's hard work putting this together.
Well, no, it is. It's hard work fixing it up to that point, too. It wouldn't be pretty if I didn't do my job.
I agree with him, but I don't know what to do about it. I think, you know, I just came in, I was talking about how nice a job it was.
I didn't hear you say, well, look at that. Cowboy polished that. It looks sweet.
It does look sweet, cowboy.
That's bull.
I actually feel really bad right now because Cowboy was right. He busts his butt every day to have these projects come out as nice as they do, just like every other guy at the shop. So I gotta figure out a way to make sure that everyone gets their fair share of the credit around here. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. I'm Rick.
Rick, I'm Steve.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What can I do for you?
I want to look at getting my David Bradley walk-behind tractor restored.
Can I get it off? Is it okay?
Oh, yeah. I found this tractor in a field up in Utah.
Yeehaw!
And I just took one look at it and had to have it.
Cool.
Isn't that neat?
That is awesome. You know, this thing has so much history. David Bradley was purchased by Sears, so the deal with these things is they had lots and lots of different attachments. Lawnmowers, snow plows, regular plow. So it made it so versatile that it would be a piece of equipment. You got a powerhouse of a motor, and then you can do anything you wanted to do. So was this all the attachments that were there?
This is what was there, the snow plow and the dirt plow. Yeah.
I mean, what the deal is with the hand-powered tractors was that a small farmer couldn't afford the big tractor. They could afford these. And it's weird because I just remember as a kid, my dad was the guy that had a small, I wouldn't even call it a farm, a small orchard, and there was always machinery laying around, always. I remember vaguely something like this.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. You want it running?
Yes. I'm going to take it up to my cabin and push some snow around.
I mean, it's not in totally bad shape. It's there. The majority of it's there. You're not missing anything. Since you're going to use it, motor will come all the way apart, go through the wiring, new pistons, new rings. To take this and restore it totally, I'm looking at $7,500 to do the whole thing.
Wow. Maybe I need a snowblower instead.
Anything with a motor and two wheels, it's just like a wife. They're expensive. So sorry. So
I wish I was a little more emotionally attached to it. I just don't think I'm going to be able to do the restoration.
Okay. All right. I understand totally. I thank you very much for bringing it in. It's very, very cool looking. I'll tell you that right now.
Would you be interested in buying it?
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. So how much you want to sell it for?
So what do you give me for it?
I'd probably pay $600 for it.
You're close.
How much you pay for it? You're not going to tell me?
Well, I should be able to make a little bit of something,
yes, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I'm just going to go easy on you. $750.
$700, we're done.
$700's fair.
All right, okay. All right. Awesome. Cool. Let's go in and I'll get you some money.
$7,500 was a little too rich for my blood, so I thought maybe I'd try and sell it to Rick. And I feel like I got a great deal. I only paid $100 for it.
Then what are we doing out here?
Well, I don't know, I just told to show up, so I'm showing up.
All right, guys, glad you're here. I was given Kyle and Fonzie a compliment about the work that they did on the machine.
Man, this thing's looking sharp. This looks fantastic.
And I was reminded by Cowboy that he does stuff too, and everybody does their little part. So what we're gonna do is come up with a program for an employee of the month. You know, it gives you recognition amongst your peers.
So what do we have to do to win this thing?
It's about everything. It's about good attitude. You know, you get the job done on the time that we require. You know, maybe you do go above and beyond your regular call of, you know, what you do. All those little things sort of add up.
So what do we win, Rick?
An employee of month will get his picture on the wall.
Okay. I'll bring the darts.
And a steak dinner. Just an awesome dinner.
Nice. Yeah. There we go.
And y'all into that?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
So here's the deal. It starts today. At the end of the month, then we'll let you know who is the employee of the month. All right?
All right.
Thanks for listening. Now, get back to work.
I gotta go clean Rick's office.
We're working on an English penny farthing bicycle from the late 1800s.
Go.
Dave and Brettley are tearing down the frame.
Boom.
And Fonzie's taking apart the tires and the rims. The spokes are in pretty rough shape, so we'll salvage whatever we can and make brand new ones to fill in the gaps. While they're working on that, a customer just came in with a new project.
There you go. You right?
Whoa. I'm coming down to get my 1930s gas parlor stove restored. My mother-in-law gave it to me about 30 years ago.
Okay.
I have no idea how old it is. I just didn't know what to do with it, so I stuck a plastic garbage bag over it and stuck it in the garage for 30 years.
This is a model number and is a radium favorite, a 316 model. This company actually started in the mid-1800s. It was a good product, and they lasted a long time. I don't think they quit till like in the 50s.
Before homes had central heating, stoves like this one provided warmth and a surface for cooking.
This one here with the gas, it's got to be mid-30s.
Okay, cool.
This stuff is mica. It was rock. So it would actually radiate heat, and you could also see through there, and it gave it beauty. When the light's behind it, this actually is beautiful. But inside, this area here is where the fire was stoking, and then these pieces actually got hot, and it heated a bigger area. It really wasn't designed for that much heat. The problem with that is they were heating it up so much, that they were basically melting the cast iron. So we're gonna have to, you know, we're gonna have to do something about that. I mean, it's just one big ball of heat coming out of this thing. The cool thing is that this actually came off. This is the area you'd cook?
Pretty small frying pan.
Yeah. And they had like 12 kids too.
Yeah,
really? Mom was busy.
Would you suggest leaving it the same color?
That's totally up to you. I want to know what do you plan on doing with it?
Restoring it as original as possible would probably be best.
Okay, we'll tear it apart. This will be redone in porcelain. Every nut and bolt, use the original stove bolts. We'll clean all this up. This will be nickel plate and everything, moving, working.
Sounds good. What are we talking about cost?
I'm looking at about $3,200.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Absolutely. Right.
You want these?
Nope.
Okay. All right, cool.
From what Rick's saying, I'm sure it's going to be absolutely beautiful, and I can't wait to come back and see it.
We went and got the 1930s gas parlor stove right on the line. The goal is to get it fully operational. Kyle and Cowboy tore all the pieces down, and Manny started pounding out all the rough spots. So while he's finishing up the metalwork, Dave's going to do some fabricating for the penny farthing bicycle. This is what I need. You know the penny farthing, the bicycle?
The big bike.
Right. I need two things.
Okay.
I need a peg and I need a stand. So the first thing we've got to do is make a peg so that it's easy for him to get up and ride the bike.
Okay.
Peg is going to be on the back. It's going to be right here.
That's easy.
So that's the first. So why don't we make some kind of a kickstand to where we've got basically a flat plate on the bottom. It comes up and we do a cold roll here and then bring it down here like this. And it hooks up with another arch underneath the crank.
Perfect.
Think you got it?
Got it.
All right, bud.
Got this.
Ever since we announced the Employee of the Month program, the guys have been going a little above and beyond their normal routines. And that's not necessarily a good thing.
Too, I'm trying to match the curve.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah. What's up, Cowboy?
Made you some cupcakes.
Why?
Because you're the boss.
Cowboy.
They're almost purple. I tried to get them purple, but they wouldn't get purple.
The hell? Bud, what are you doing?
Cleaning the blaster, Rick.
With a toothbrush? What the hell are you doing with a toothbrush for?
Fine detail, Rick.
Bud, you're wasting goddamn time. You're making a mess, and you're doing it wrong. Stop. Get out of there. Matt.
What's up?
Since when do you sweep? What's up?
Well, I wanted to make the place nice for you.
I pay you to wet sand and paint. Make me happy there. But fortunately, there's still some guys more focused on their work and less focused on kissing my butt for a steak dinner.
Those guys are doing a great job.
Yeah, no, they are. They're fast.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? Yeah? Cool.
Okay, Sherry, it's right out here.
All right.
Got it all covered up for you, ready to go.
Awesome.
We've been restoring a 1930s parlor stove that needed some major work. It looks completely different now, so I really hope the customer likes the look. Here she lies. So you ready to see it?
I think so.
All right, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, my God. It's fabulous. When I first saw it, I didn't believe it was the same stove. The colors were perfect. It was so shiny. He got exactly what I wanted it to look like. It more than exceeded my expectations. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Quite a bit different, huh? Quite a bit different.
That's not the same piece.
It's very, very cool. What we did is we took it apart. We went and sandblasted all this porcelain off and then redid this blue. Okay, we did this in a high heat powder coat. So this is on there for life. The paint job on it will take a licking for sure. All the metal that was on it, we went and sent nickel plated it because it was nickel plated in the day.
Gorgeous.
And in here, that's mica, but it takes a lot of heat.
Wow.
It's like a brand new penny.
You know, when I dropped it off, Rick, I was wondering if I could have the option of either cooking on it or seeing it light up.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably set up on natural gas. I can plug it into propane and light it for you.
All right, cool. I've never seen it lit up. I can't wait to see what he has done to it.
All right, so you ready?
I think so.
Okay, here we go.
Wow.
Is that cool?
Beautiful.
What you do is you just take the doors, you close these, and now it's all this is gonna get hot. and you're going to heat up the whole room. Or you can get up there and start cooking pancakes.
That is so awesome. Never in a million years would I have gone near that thing to try and light it up. So it's pretty awesome that it's restored and functional. Rick, I just couldn't be happier. You have no idea.
Awesome.
You know, my mother-in-law is no longer with us, but I think if she saw this, I think she probably would have kept it for herself because it is just beautiful.
Thank you.
I thank you.
You
I
bet.
Really do.
You bet. Thank you for bringing it in. I'm glad I could do it up to your standards.
Thank you.
Let's go in the office and we'll take care of the rest of the paperwork and I'll help you load that. Sometimes certain projects require an aged appearance. If you're working with new material and want to create a patina on metals to achieve that antique look, which of the following household solutions would work best? A, salt water. B, vinegar. C, lemon juice. D, all of the above. If you're working with new material and want to create a patina on metals to achieve that antique look, which of the following household solutions would work best? The answer is all the above. The quickest method to add patina to metals is to heat it up or throw it in the fire to where it penetrates the metal all the way through. So what I'm doing right now, I'm heating up the metal. I want to get it as hot as possible. Next, you would spray salt water, vinegar, or lemon juice on the hot metal. And then what you're going to do is you're going to set it outside and let it sit for a while. After you let it sit for a while, this is the antique look you're going to get. Come on, guys, let's come on over here. Got a meeting.
Oh.
So this is about the employee of the month, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Tyler and I have been watching the crew over the past month to see who deserves to be the employee of the month. The winner's gonna get a steak dinner, a plaque on the wall, and bragging rights. We did our best, and I know all you guys tried your best, okay? Except for the ass kissing. The reason we picked this person was because of your work ethic, your productivity, and teamwork. And with no further ado, the very first employee of the month at Rick's Restorations is Kyle. Yay. Step on up, Kyle.
You suck.
Thanks, good job, buddy.
That sucks, Kyle. You just kiss more ass than everybody else in the shop.
I was just doing my job, that's all. Not making cupcakes, buddy. You want to go to dinner?
Right now.
All right, Kyle, if you want to take cowboy, that's your choice. That's totally up to you, man. But the bottom line is, everybody give it up for Kyle because he is the employee of the month, all right?
Yay, Kyle.
The other thing is you can all get back to work.
Yeah.
Bye.
We have just finished up with this amazing penny farthing restoration. I really wanted to go above and beyond with this one. So today, I got an expert penny farthing rider coming to help me really blow this guy's socks off.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you again.
It's my son, Brandon.
Brandon, hi, good Rick. To meet you.
I'm here at Rick's Restorations today to pick up my penny farthing bicycle.
So you brought your son with you?
Yes, I did.
Can he ride?
Maybe with a little practice.
Maybe a lot of practice.
Yeah. You know, I got it here, but I actually found somebody that knows how to ride this thing.
Really?
Really well. So you ready to see this thing?
Okay.
All right. Bring him in!
Oh my goodness. That's unbelievable.
Is that cool seeing it run?
Oh.
I don't believe it.
Oh man. The words can't explain how I felt. It was just almost overwhelming. When I dropped it off, I can't imagine it looking like this. Oh my goodness.
Getting off's the hard part. Get
it right on.
Yeah, I went different.
Let's get it right in here. There you go. Thank you, Chris, very much, buddy.
Right on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
It's all brand new, all over again.
Yeah.
Well, I think Grandpa would be really proud to see it because I think it was a goal of his to get it restored, to get it looking new again, you know, to be able to pass it on, carry on the legacy throughout the family.
My dad, I don't have the words.
Grandpa would be proud.
Yes, he would. I wish my dad could see it, I really do. It's unbelievable. I don't know how you did it, really. Honestly, I don't know how you did it because you know how the condition was when I brought it to you.
Yeah, it was at the bottom of the ocean. It looked like it was pretty nasty. I tried to match this the best I possibly could to the era it would have been, you know, back in the 1880s. When we were taking and stripping the paint off and everything, we found out that it actually was nickel plated in areas. So this fork was nickel plated. I mean, that was like a beautiful bike. So, and I have no clue what this thing would have cost in the day, but it would have been a high dollar bike back then.
It's a high dollar bike right now, I can tell you that. It is beautiful.
Yeah. Oh. If you remember, it had a piece of canvas on the seat.
Right.
This is what it would have had in the day, this piece of leather with these brass rivets on the top and on the back.
That is unbelievable.
All your spokes, they were trash.
Yes.
They were junk. So what we ended up doing was we had a local bike shop go and make us these new spokes. They're all total hand-built because of the length.
Okay.
And the rubber that used to be on here, I mean, it was literally so hard, it was petrified. But we ended up finding some of this rubber, and we did the same thing they did back in the day. So now it's all one continual piece. On the peg itself, it didn't have anything here to be able to step up and get on the bike. So we did a little research, and we found out this is what it would have been looking like. It's the last thing, they don't have a kickstand. So if you're coming in on the from the driveway, you want to be able to set it up instead of throw it on the ground, we built this stand for you.
Oh, well, that's super.
I think something that nice needs to go in your living room.
It's just unbelievable. I really can't thank you enough.
You know, it's been so long in your family, and you're handing it down, and now Brandon gets it from you. I think that's so cool.
And it'll go to my son next.
Right, right. That's so cool, you know.
We get to bring it back in another 100 years, and you can redo it again.
Yeah. My son's son probably be here, but I won't. Thanks for bringing it in.
Thank you so very much.
Awesome, awesome, awesome piece.
Thanks, Rick.
I'm glad I can be part of that a lot, okay?
When I got Employee of the Month, I really didn't think I'd be sitting next to you.
Kyle, should we steal the salt and pepper?
No, I want to be able to come back here again.
Look at that dingleberry.
Cowboy, I think you should try a little harder at work, and maybe you can get a nice dinner like this.
I got a big old belt.
Oh, maybe I should have brought Dave.
Next time you can.